George Meany. There you are.
Hi, Mr. President.
I understand you're feeling a lot better.
Yes, I feel quite well.
Good.
I'm working
back in the office.
Part time mostly.
Doing
very well. Thank you.
That's great. Let me tell you, if it doesn't put a burden on you, a couple of things that I would think might be useful, for your information. I'd be glad to have Henry drop over and give you a sort of behind the scenes analysis of those talks that he had with the North Vietnamese.
Yeah.
If you'd like to have it. He's
very much.
Now that's, as you well understand, all we have revealed are simply the offer and what they turned on this, but it's a very fascinating story, and it's not altogether as hopeless as it appears, although we're going to take a very tough line, because people that say, if I got that, we've got to go further, they just want to turn the damn country over to the communists.
I think the vast majority of the people agree with what old John Stennis said. He said the president has done all that he can honorably do up to this point, and I think this is the whole story. We want to get the hell out. I know you want to get out, but got to get out honorably. We can't get out the other way.
Well, if we don't get out honorably here, we can't fight honorably. But, you know, a lot of these folks, George, that are all concerned about the Mideast, I hit them right in the nose. I says, look here. That if the United States puts its tail between its legs here, just forget the Mideast. They aren't going to go there.
That's sad. Well, I've told.
And also, that tells the Russians something,
I've told that to some of my Jewish friends, you know.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had one fellow say to me, a year or so ago, for God's sake, let's get the hell out of Vietnam so we can help Israel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Yeah.
The other one that, which is directly related to it and will not take a great deal of time, I know you're interested in the defense budget and thing, and George Shultz would be glad to come over and give you a rundown on that. We have a very strong posture on defense, particularly looking to the future. You know, you like shipbuilding and things like that, where the Soviet Navy has concerned us. So he'd be glad to come over, and I don't want to burden you with stuff, but I think these two things you ought to know about.
Yeah, well, I'd be glad to talk to Henry and George, too. I expect to be over there for this productivity meeting. I think it's
fine.
I think that's on the second. That's Wednesday.
Right.
I expect to be over there.
Well, fine.
Fine. Well, I got several meetings in the next couple of days, but I could find time to talk.
Well, I'll tell you.
George.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have their office get in touch with your secretary and set it up. And I just think it'd be good to keep posted on it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Right. Hello.
Yeah.
One thing I thought it'd be interesting to know. I know that some of your friends probably took you to task for standing up against some of those amendments down there, you know, the so-called deadline amendments. But you now see why we had to fight them.
Yeah.
We hadn't fought them. We were conducting these negotiations all the time. So it doesn't look so bad now.
Of course, as far as the negotiations, I hear some people grumbling.
Yeah.
Your friend McCluskey said this the president will write a conceal. I said, this is absolutely ridiculous. Because I say that many a time we get in a collective bargaining situation and we're deadlocked all around a bargaining table, and you decide to take one of the leaders and ask him to breakfast the next morning. And maybe that's where you're settling.
That's right. Oh, sure.
I don't think anyone's really quarreled. The only one I heard complaining about that was McCluskey, and I think he's way off base.
Okay, Benny, again, keep well. Bye.